The second privilege, that of the Sabbatine, or deliverance, consists in being released from purgatory by the Blessed Virgin on the first Saturday after death. To enjoy this privilege, certain conditions are to be fulfilled. First, to observe the chastity of our state. Second, to recite the little office of the Blessed Virgin. Those who recite the canonical office satisfy this condition. Those who are unable to read must, instead of saying the office, observe the fasts prescribed by the Church, and abstain from flesh meat on all Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Third, in case of necessity, the obligation of reciting the office, the abstinence, and fasting may be commuted into other pious works by those who have the power to grant such dispensations. Such is the privilege of the Sabbatine or deliverance, with the conditions necessary to enjoy it. If we remember what has been said of the rigors of purgatory and its duration, we shall find that this privilege is most precious, and its conditions very easy. We know that doubts have been raised concerning the authenticity of the Sabbatine bull, but besides constant tradition and the pious practice of the faithful, the great Pope, Benedict XIV, whose eminent learning and moderation of opinions are well known, has pronounced in its favor. At Otranto, a city in the kingdom of Naples, a lady of high rank experienced great pleasure in assisting at the sermons of a Carmelite father who was a great promoter of the devotion to Mary. He assured his auditors that all Christians who piously wore the scapular and fulfilled the prescribed conditions would see the Divine Mother at their departure from this world, and that this great consoler of the afflicted would come on the Saturday after their death to deliver them from purgatory and take them into the abode of the blessed. Struck with these precious advantages, this lady immediately put on the livery of the Blessed Virgin, firmly resolved to observe faithfully the rules of the confraternity. Her piety made rapid progress. She prayed to Mary day and night, placed all her confidence in her, and rendered her all possible homage. Among other favors which she asked, she implored that of dying on a Saturday, in order that she might be the sooner delivered from purgatory. Her prayers were heard. Some years later, having fallen ill, notwithstanding the contrary opinion of her physician, she declared that her malady would carry her to the grave. "I bless God," she added, "in the hope of being soon united with him in heaven." Her sickness made such rapid progress that the doctors unanimously declared that she was at the point of death, and that she could not live through the day, which was Wednesday. "You are again mistaken," said the sick lady. "I shall live 3 days more, and shall not die until Saturday." The event justified her words. Regarding the days of suffering which remained to her as an inestimable treasure, she profited of them to purify her soul and to increase her merits. When Saturday came, she rendered her soul into the hands of her Creator. Her daughter, who was also very pious, was inconsolable in her bereavement. Whilst praying in her oratory for the soul of her dear mother, and shedding abundant tears, a great servant of God, who was habitually favored with supernatural communications, went to her and said, "Cease to weep, my child, or rather let your grief be turned into joy. I come to assure you, on the part of God, that today, Saturday, thanks to the privileges granted to the members of the confraternity of the scapular, your mother has gone to heaven and is numbered among the elect. Be consoled and bless the most august Virgin, the Mother of Mercy."